From the collection of poems from One Who Knows, taken from Poetry by Poppy, here is Where Echoes and Rainbows Hide, by Poppy. Occasionally I encounter an echo, hiding prodigiously in an obviously magical and coveted set. By perfect memory and from its own chosen curve or plane, it replicates a voice recently selected. So certain is the sounding of the echo that it delivers a verbatim challenge to gain pleasure or regret, and verifies the origin from the present to the past and to the future, it stores all things collected. These places are somewhat difficult to find, you know. Echoes are peculiar and seem joined to time. They mock and dedicate tales delighting the ear, and at times their soft chiming proves just for the fun. Oh, but beware when you find where echoes hide, for they ally with time and end softly, sublimed. Alter or disguise the call to their ear, and you'll see they know every trick, every note, and every run. Rainbows are exceptionally adept at hiding, or at least as long as they choose to remain concealed. But once allowed to slip its secret abode, the splendor of the rainbow charms and dazzles one and all, ne'er forgetting the color arrangement, staying aloft, just short of having to show the unrevealed. They keep end chasers guessing, and waiting to find where echoes and rainbows hide, till their next recall. Where echoes and rainbows hide, I imagine others hide there as well, in that magical and coveted place. Where echoes and rainbows hide is also the telling of all memory, including all we have seen or heard. Where echoes and rainbows hide, angels and chariots await our arrival to swiftly carry us before his face. Where echoes and rainbows hide, the spirit realm hides it all, a bow, a promise, and each echoed word.